Good evening, welcome, and thank you for being in church tonight. I was going to say, you know, it's not our usual service, but it is service for you, amen. For me, it's not. I had my service last night, and I get to come back to church again, amen. And aren't you excited to be at church tonight? Let's see, who's excited to be in church tonight? Hey, you should be excited. There's a saying that it's better to be in church than in the hospital. It's better to be in church than in jail. I've never been in jail. I see a few faces that, you know, they've been in jail. But I've never been in jail. But I've been in the hospital a few times. And I'll tell you what, it's better to be in church. Amen. This thing comes out right. There you go. And it's better to be in church. I get to come, hear the word of God, be excited about what God has for me. And then I get to go maybe in and out. Amen. And then I get to go home. My daughter said, "Dad, just because you're preaching, I'm gonna treat you in and out." Hey, when children tell you I'm gonna pay for you, you gotta take advantage, amen. Because usually you're the one that pays for them, amen. But no, I wanna, just thank you for being in church tonight. No better place to be tonight than with God's people, amen. It's always great. Well, let's go to our Bibles. Let me see what my wife gave me to preach tonight. Amen. She's usually, my wife is like, "Please, honey, do not say any jokes." You know, and she sat me down. She said, "Look at my face. Do not say any jokes." And I had like three, but I'm not going to sell them because I'm going to go home and I'm going to sleep with her and I want to be alive tomorrow. Amen. First Kings chapter 12. Pray for Pastor. It's been going on right now, this flu. I got sick about maybe 3 weeks ago and it was bad. I mean, every time I cough, I had to like hold my whole body in it. It was just hurting me. And now I'm doing well, so it's been this flu. It came pretty hard, pretty strong, also, amen. And just pray for him that he gets well. First Kings chapter 12, and we're going to read 8 verses, and then we're going to have a few things to say, and then we're going to pray and go home, amen. The Bible says in chapter 12 of First Kings, verse 1, it says, "And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king." There you go. "And it came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now, therefore, make thou the grievous service of thy father in his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, Depart ye for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old man that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, How do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, If thou wilt be a servant unto these people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servant forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him." The rest of the story, you can read it in your house, but the rest of the story is that decision that Rehoboam made that day brought division, caused problems. the tribes, the Israel divided in the north and the south. And a lot of things happened because of one person not obeying or listening to the right advice. I want to speak to you on seeking the right advice. Seeking the right advice. No matter where you are, no matter where you go, no matter who you talk to, everyone has advice. And there's nothing wrong, but as a Christian, we ought to seek the right advice, the correct advice. Tonight's message comes after this story that we just read, where we find one of the saddest consequences that the people of Israel suffer due to the lack of listening to the right person. Rehoboam was a very prominent character and is known mainly for being the son of King Solomon and the grandson of King David. He ascended to the throne of Israel after the death of his father. Once in the throne, Rehoboam inherited a kingdom known for its prosperity and ability during his father's reign. However, and like everything, Rehoboam immediately faced challenges such as the satisfaction of the northern tribes who sought relief from the taxes and heavy burdens that Solomon placed upon them. That day, when Rehoboam was confronted with that burden, he sought advice from the elders, the old men, the Bible calls them. But he made a terrible mistake, ignoring their advice to listen to the advice of the younger man, leading that decision to disastrous consequences as it caused a division in the kingdom and ultimately weakened the stability and prosperity that Israel possessed. The story of Rehoboam serves as a warning to each of us because it deals with the importance of seeking wisdom and prudent counsel. Rehoboam's rejection and decision to not listen to the old man and his preference for the advice of inexperienced young men not only show his immaturity but also had disastrous consequences for his kingdoms and legacy. Rehoboam reminds us of the importance of valuing and considering the opinion of those with experience. He came and asked the older man that the Bible says heard, live with Solomon, the wise Solomon. Rehoboam reminds us how important it is to consider the opinion of those with more experience. Listening to wise people can guide us in making difficult decisions in order to avoid mistakes that can have lasting impacts. You know how many people are suffering because of the advice they seek and the counsel they got? Hey, there's families that once were faithful to church. There's families that once wanted to serve God. There's teenagers that once wanted to live for God, and unfortunately, they seek the wrong counsel. They seek the wrong advice. And they're no longer in church. And they're no longer married. And they're no longer serving. And they're in the world. Why? Because seeking the right advice is very important. Sadly, the figure of Rehoboam is also a perfect example of how a lack of discernment and poor choices can lead to ruin. His story exhorts us to always seek wisdom and to carefully consider the decisions we make, especially those that affect our lives, the lives of our loved ones, and those of our church brothers and sisters. If we accept wise and prudent advice, we can avoid possible obstacles and consequences that will not only help us in the short run, but also in the long run. The interesting thing about all this is the biblical principle that reminds us something very important. It is to listen to the advice of the elderly. Now, I'm not referring to those of age only. I'm saying to listen to the advice of the elderly, referring to those who are old in spiritually, mature in their walk with God, mature in wisdom, mature in conviction, mature in principles. You can be old and not have the right advice, amen? Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. If you want things to go well with you, listen and seek the right advice. Ladies, you want to make good decisions? Listen and seek the right advice. Be careful about listening to the advice of someone who just knows how to make everything sound nice. Be careful with those who speak subtle words. Remember that Satan deceived Eve that way. At work, be careful who you listen to. At school, be careful with whom your children hang out with. In college, be careful with the lies of humanistic and perverse people who seek to corrupt your spiritual walk with God. Be careful who you listen to. Seek advice of the wise, the mature, the spiritual, those who have convictions, those who have principles, those who stand always for what is right. The imprudent decision that Rehoboam made led to a separation of the kingdom, which resulted in the separation of the 10 northern tribes to form the kingdom of Israel, leaving Rehoboam with just two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. We need to learn to choose correctly who we listen to. Let me say that again. We need to learn to choose correctly who we listen to. Because bad advice can bring great consequences. Now let's see what the Bible says. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, the Bible says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. In Proverbs 12:6, the Bible says, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. In Proverbs 13:17, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. We need to really see and seek the right advice. Not just any advice, not just the advice that sounds good. You know, I have friends, I have family members that are not church people, and they have good advice. But then I have to think, I don't need good advice. I need the right advice. I need spiritual advice in my life. I'm a Christian. I'm a son of God. I need to seek not only any advice, but the right spiritual advice. Having said that, I think we're going to go home early, man. Let me give you several truths tonight. Several pieces of advice. Always seek the right advice, not the one you want to hear. Seek the right advice, not the one you want to hear. Everybody wants to hear whatever is convenient to them. Oh, I need advice. I'll seek it from. Like, he's going to tell me exactly what I want to do. You know, I always tell the people, you know why sometimes people don't go to pastor? Because they don't want to hear the truth. Because they already set up their mind what they want to hear. And so they seek the person that is going to tell them what they want to hear. And you don't need that. What you need is you need to seek for the right advice. Seek, because not just what you want to hear. Rehoboam received the right advice from the old man. They had lived in the time of Solomon. They heard his wisdom. They heard Solomon speak, so they had some, they were wise men. Not only they were old, but they walked with Solomon. And here is Rehoboam asking them, what should I do? And the advice they gave him, it was the perfect and the correct advice. But we saw that he followed the one he wanted. His peers, these young men. Sometimes the advice I want, it's not the advice I need. Glory to God for those who seek the right advice, not the one they want to hear. Glory to God for those who prefer to hear the truth, even though it hurts. Oh, it's because it's going to hurt me. Hey, it's better if it hurts, if it's the truth, than not. Glory to God for those who prefer the naked truth. You know, one of the things I grew up with, my mom and my dad, my goodness, they were more than straight shooters. They're still, my dad's in heaven now, but my mom is a straight shooter. And if she didn't like it, she didn't go around the bushes. She just went straight, pulled her soul and stabbed me. And she would say, that's how it is. Did it hurt? Yeah, well, live with it. It's for your own good. And you better not cry. Because if you cry, that staff is not going to hurt you. What I'm going to do is going to hurt you more. I'll say, oh, it's good, Mom. But hey, seek the right advice, not the one you want to hear. Seek it, you know. Hey, teenager, seek the right advice, not the one you want to hear. Hey, pastor, what do you think about this little girl, this guy? Well, you know what? Please say yes. Please say yes. May not be him. It may not be her. But. No, let's the right advice. I remember when I have never said this, but when I first started courting or dating my wife, we were in the youth group, and I never saw her. She never saw me. We were part of the youth group. And then one day, she says she saw this handsome guy. Hey, wait a minute. Wait. You guys don't believe me? You can ask her whenever you see her, amen? And then she said that, you know, then we started talking. And I started liking her. And the first thing I did, I went and talked to my mom. Who else knows a girl but the mom, like the mom. And I said, Mom, you know, I like Iris. What do you think? Tell me it. Give it to me. If you said no, I'm never going to talk to her or seek, you know, after her. And my mom said, well, you know, let me see. She's faithful to church. She's a soul winner. She serves in different ministries. She's very modest. She's very quiet. She opens her mouth whenever she needs to open it. She's not in people's mouth either. And I was like, yes. Yes, yes. And she said, and I think I'm okay with that. And I was like, yes. And I did. And then, of course, the rest is history. Now I have 3 kids, amen. Later on, you know, later on, years after we were married, she said the same thing to me, that she went to her dad. Because who else knows a guy like the dad, amen? And he said, Dad, what do you think about this guy? And I don't like him because he's handsome only. He said, what do you think? And the dad said, well, I like him. You know, he's faithful to God. He loves God. His family is very faithful to God. And the rest thing. And you know what? I'm glad I seek the right counsel. I'm glad she seek the right counsel. Hey, who else is going to want the best for their kids? Like the mom and dad, amen? Seek the right advice, not the one you want to hear. Not the one. And I'm glad. You know, praise the Lord, we don't have a perfect marriage, but we don't have a lot of baggage. Number two, examine the life of those whom you are seeking advice from. Examine the life of those whom you are seeking advice from. Question, who gave Rehoboam the right advice? the old man. Those with experience, those who had walked with the wise Solomon. But instead of listening to them, he obeyed the advice of those who were young. The Bible term for young is, it refers to someone inexperienced, immature. Those who had no experience and were not at all wise. You need good advice before looking for someone. Ask yourself if that person has a good reputation. Ask yourself if that person is spiritual. Know if that person loves the Lord. Know if that person has a heart to forgive. Know if that person is faithful to church. Is faithful to God. Is faithful to his ministry. How is his home? Is his house in order? Look, if I'm going to go seek for advice on something, I want to make sure that person I talk to is living a life worth seeking the correct advice. I just don't want to go after someone that I think is popular. Look, if I'm going to go talk about I need help with my marriage, I want to go talk to someone that has a strong, good marriage. If I want to talk about how to rear my children, I want to talk to someone that his children are loving God, faithful. I'm not going to go talk to someone that, you know, it's struggling, and I'm not saying they're bad person, but people, but I'm saying I want to seek someone. You know, I was listening to a message from Pastor Esposito, and he was talking about, you know, if he sees a pastor with a successful family, he says, I'm going to look and seek and find out what made that family so successful. Before you seek advice, examine the life of those whom you are seeking advice from. How's his reputation? One of the things Jesus reproached from the Pharisees was the lack of living what they preach. By the way, anyone can give advice. But make sure they live what they preach first. Amen. Matthew 7:20 says, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. In Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his doing. That's a teenager. Whether his work be pure, and whether it be right. So we said, number one, in seeking advice, always seek the right advice, not the one you want to hear. Number two, examine the life of those whom you are seeking advice from. And number three, remember that bad advice always leads to bad results. Bad advice always leads to bad results. No, it's not going to happen to me. How many have ever said that or heard that from someone? I know it's not right, but it's not going to affect me. It's not going to affect my children hanging around with the wrong guys or the wrong teenagers. It's not going to affect us. It's not going to hurt us. You know, I could do bad things, but it's not going to catch up. Be careful. Remember, bad advice can lead to bad results. Listen, I'm grateful for our church. If everything goes well, I don't die. This year, I should be 24 years already. 24 years here as a Spanish pastor. Or 23, something like that. I don't know anymore. 23, 24. I'm glad I listened to my pastor. I'm glad. And I'm glad I listened to Pastor Esposito. You know, I used to, it was funny, Pastor Esposito. I would meet with him every Monday. And the first thing he would say is, welcome to the ministry, brother. Because, I mean, I had a lot of questions to ask him. And I'm grateful for Pastor Myers, all the advice he's given me. But know this thing, bad advice always leads to bad results. Seek the right advice. Remember this. Once the bad results from the bad advice hits you, you could always go back, yes. But my question is, what price you had to pay. pay first. What is the price that you had to pay? Yeah, the prodigal son, his dad said, hey, son, don't leave. Son, don't leave. You got everything at home. Don't leave. But dad, don't leave, son. What the best advice, submit to your parents. You know what the prodigal son said? I'm leaving. Son, if you leave, it's going to hurt you. You're going to pay a price. Dad, it's not going to catch up on me. It's not going to hurt me. It's not. And yes, did he come back? Did he come back, yes or no? Yeah. But he didn't come back the same. He had an invisible backpack full of cigarettes and a bunch of different things. And you know what that pack was? In his mind. You know, I grew up in a home that we were not Christian. My dad was not a Christian, my mom, nobody. And I grew up with a scene in the refrigerator, beer. But the day Christ came to our house, my dad got rid of all that and said to me, we're going to walk, live for God. Listen, there's never been a can of beer. The only beer in my house is root beer. And I love it. But besides that, there's never been wine, alcohol. I'm glad my dad listened to good advice. And his good advice gave it to us. You know, now he's in heaven. We want to continue doing and seeking the right advice. Bad advice can lead to bad results. Let me finish with this. Go to your Bible, Psalms 1. Psalms 1. Psalms 1. You're there? The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hey, let's not walk seeking bad advice. Seek the correct advice. Let me ask you this question before I finish. What kind of advice are you seeking right now? Who are you asking advice from? Are you asking advice from the right and correct person? Or are you seeking advice from someone that you want to? Big consequences can happen. I don't have time. Listen, I don't have time. I do not want to mess up my marriage. I cannot. Because if I mess up in my marriage, I'm going to mess up my children. I need to seek the right advice. Because we all go through problems, we all go through trials, and we all have problems, and sometimes we need to seek the right advice. One of our members came to me and said, one of the Spanish members came and said, Pastor, I'm going to leave my wife because my friend told me to leave her and find another one. I said, she's not a car that you can just drive for a little bit and then say, I'm going to leave it in the dealer and get another one. I said, no, you seek advice and you find what is wrong in your marriage and you work on that marriage. And you know, sometimes the world's going to give us good advice that are not spiritual. We need to seek the correct advice. Why don't we bow our heads and why don't we pray? Who would say tonight, Pastor Campa, God spoke to me. God spoke to me. I need to apply that in my life. Do we have someone on the piano? You know, I need to seek the right advice. Hey, teenagers, seek the right advice. You know, pastor is the great advice. He's going to give you the right advice. If God spoke to you, why don't you come forward? God spoke to you, why don't you come forward? Why don't you tell God, help me to do what's right. Help me to seek the right advice. You know, I don't have any wisdom. And there's nothing wrong with saying to God, I have no wisdom. By the way, God knows our hearts. God knows who we are. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. Nothing wrong if you have no wisdom, but ask him to give you wisdom. Lord, give me the wisdom to seek always the right counsel, the right advice. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you for the many, many truths that we hear. As we continue in our walk with God, Lord, we want to stay faithful. Yes, trials and problems and situations will come our way, but help us to understand that many voices are going to want to speak to us. Help us to be wise and to seek the right advice. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for loving us. We thank you, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.